Dana Ruggiero, and I'm the director of the Climate Listening Project.
Dana began the Climate Listening Project back in 2014. It involves her traveling around the world and talking to people about climate change and filming the stories that she hears.
Farmers, people who fish, parents, scientists, birders, and I try to follow the connections, the food that we eat, the things that we love, the children we care about, the faith that we believe in, and I connect those conversations not to try to convince anyone that climate change is real, but to share these hopeful stories and to show the real people that are impacted by climate change and the real people creating solutions.
Back in the early 2000s, Ruggiero graduated with a bachelor's degree from the University of West Florida. She'll be returning to her alma mater Tuesday with a presentation about the project. She says the teachers at UWF let her find her own path for her future.
Allowed me to really use every single paper and every single homework assignment to talk about the environment, to talk about the things that I cared about, and kind of really craft my own environmental communications curriculum program. I'm really excited.
Her talk at UWF is just one stop as Ruggiero travels to schools and community groups showing her films and sharing her stories about climate change. And while you'd expect students to be receptive to her message, she's found that business leaders across the country are also getting on board.
When I think of businesses, you know, I recently made a film about green building, and this was architects, real estate agents, all of kinds of people that are involved in the building world, and they're trying to think about how climate change is impacting the places where they're building, how do we build smarter. So there's so many different sectors, down to farmers. You know, there's a community in Georgia that I listened to where this farmer made the switch from conventional sort of extractive farming to sustainable farming, and not only did he see the impacts benefit his soil and his land and his farming, but he brought 150 employees back to work on the farm, which revitalized the whole entire community.
With the Climate Listening Project, Dana takes the stories she hears and connects them to climate issues that people are already dealing with.
This Miami community is flooding every year more and more. Well, people can't get to work. What does this mean for local businesses? What does this mean for the tourism industry? I think that there's so many interconnected pieces of where we travel to, where we live, the places we love, the people that we love, that you're seeing these interconnected conversations happening. It's really bringing that into the light of these real stories.
You can meet and hear Dana Ruggiero this week in Pensacola.
So I'll be visiting the University of West Florida Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences on February 5th at 4 p.m. That'll be in Building 13, Room 230. I'll be doing a discussion and showing some of my films.
You can find links to Dana's films and information about the Climate Listening Project on our website, WWF.org. Bob Barrett, WWF News.